Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope your Wednesday is going well. Does this give us a little bit of context as to what kind of sports city Houston is, or are they just off? As Wallet Hub, which an esteemed publication right up there with the New York Times and so on and so forth.
Well, it's definitely in on this. I mean, it always releases these types of lists and stuff like that, but it's I wouldn't say New York Times. It's a research facility.
It is clearly a research company. It's clearly a paper of record, yes, obviously. Yes. I'm tongue-in-cheek, obviously. But Wallet Hub put together a list of best sports cities in America today, John Lopez. And we turn to our publication expert, our correspondent, John Lopez, for his breakdown on this with Houston.
So what's the thing that always just boggles the mind when we go to Texans games?
Well, I mean, the
people showing up late.
Showing up late, or in the case
fans.
Of like,
opposing fans.
Walking in a trap, taking over the trap.
Being there early.
Getting there early and opposing fans.
I will not get over, especially, I know that the Niners took over a strong way. The Broncos game was
because
so
of orange.
Vivid. Yes. It's like when you go play golf, you get the highlighter yellow ball because, of course, I play those. I'm terrible. That's what it felt like. It was just like, oh, look at all this orange. It pops off of the bowl there, and you see them.
Yeah. So when this came across my timeline, or I think I got an email on it.
Oh, you get emails from Wallet Hub?
I got emails from Wallet Hub.
He's on the Wallet Hub email list. What other things Wallet Hub be sending you?
I said, okay. Because it gave me the list of, like, who are the best cities. And that's just peripheral.
Who are the best
superficial
cities? I'm sorry. I'm curious.
I can tell you in a second. But according to them. But so I started digging into what they sent because I thought, is this going to explain anything? So you guys tell me. So according to Wallet Hub, Houston is the third largest city in America.
Is it officially third? I know that it's been like jockeying back and forth.
As of 2023, it goes back and forth with Chicago.
Yeah, right.
I think it's supposed to overtake Chicago, I want to say 2030 or something like that.
So third, maybe fourth.
Third,
either way,
fourth,
it's the third or fourth largest city in America. It ranks 21st according to Wallet Hub's metrics. And you know, they had a bunch of information and stuff like that.
Didn't
that
bring the stats.
I have some. But in terms of NFL teams' volume of tickets resold, in other words, secondary market, the Texans actually are only in the middle of the pack. But there's a reason for that.
Why is that? Mm-hmm.
Cowboys, Chiefs, Eagles, Packers, and Raiders are the top five because you can get a higher price for those teams. You know, because it's the Cowboys, it's the Chiefs, it's the Eagles, it's the Packers.
So you also, those feel like destination teams at this
but,
point.
But, I mean,
time.
Cowboys' resale market,
sure,
okay,
you know, is a lot. You know, same thing with the Chiefs and the Eagles, obviously, and the Packers, obviously, as well. Raiders, Las Vegas, hey, let's go catch a game.
Yeah, so, that's the thing I always thought about putting a team in Las Vegas. It's such a transient city and such a destination city that, like, you almost will never have a home field advantage there because you're always just having people come in and just go watch a game as if they were going to watch a show.
Right.
But the resale market for those teams, are these people actually that are Cowboy fans in wherever?
It doesn't really specify.
Okay, because that kind of makes sense because it's Cowboy fans everywhere you go. Philly fans everywhere you go type deal. So it could be them buying tickets.
You're right.
Because it seemed like those teams don't get overtaken by other opposing fans.
You're right. But this is where it gets interesting. Got interesting for me anyway. So those are, for obvious reasons, the top five. In terms of resale price, in other words, season ticket holders or ticket holders in general, reselling them for the highest price. It's also Cowboys, Chiefs, Eagles. The Texans rank 26th in the NFL. In other words, opposing fans get a good deal if they come to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The average resale price of NFL tickets at large is $320 a ticket. The average in Houston is $180 to $200. So, in other words, what does that say about
If your team is playing somewhere, Houston is the place to be able to. Houston, and it's such an accommodating city. Mm-hmm. It's great food. You're going to have a great time. Like, I'm sure the tourism board is cool with that, but that does suck for, like, the home field advantage.
Like the Broncos fans, hey, let's go to Houston. Cheap flight, Southwest Airlines, whatever, $180 ticket. Let's go.
Yeah. Not only that, like, your United hub flying into the city ain't tough, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, too, out of all the big cities like that, I feel like Houston is kind of under the radar when it comes to, hey, let's go to Houston for a weekend.
Right.
And fair pricing and all that stuff is not as high as Vegas or L.A. and all these other bigger cities.
So that kind of, to me, and, you know, you guys obviously weigh in, but kind of started to explain why this happens. Cheap and the price, you know, it's cheap and there's a lot of people reselling tickets. This also kind of opened my eyes a little bit. They broke it down by sport.
Okay.
So in the Houston Rockets, believe it or not, ranked 13th, 9th in all of basketball.
And again, just to, you know, refresh, what metric are we talking about? Like, what is this 9th referring to?
Popularity of the sport as in that city. You know, the Rockets ranked 9th. The Astros ranked 13th. The Texans, 26th. So when you combine, there's, I'm not going to say apathy, but there's not as much of a craziness. It's not as popular in the football in general in Houston, according to this, is not as popular here as it is, you know, in some of these other NFL cities.
Yeah, relative. 26. Because there's no one that will be in Houston and say that the Texans in football is not popular.
No, it's the number one sport, but in terms of, like, just in general, it ranks 26th among NFL cities. So you have some fans that obviously buy in, but it's cheap, and they can resell their tickets. They can watch it on TV. It's basically what they're saying right there.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
No, it is. Mm-hmm. And, the conversation that we've had, and maybe we've had way too often, I know that I'll bring it up, though, because I know the Texans are constantly having it, is how do you shift that? Mm-hmm. And there's not really an easy. I mean, we're talking about some things in you know, affordability, in ease of access, ability to get into the city and everything that you're just not going to shift, right? Yeah. But there's some things that I think are almost cultural in a way.
I think it is cultural, and I'm sure, I haven't looked, I will in a second, at the text board. There's so many things to do in Houston. Well, there's a lot of things to do in LA. There's a lot of things to do in Las Vegas. There's a lot of things to do in, you know, some of these other cities. Miami, et cetera, and they don't rank 26th, you know. So it is interesting, and it made me also kind of ask you guys, why?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why?
It's crazy. I hate to do the, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I truly don't know, man. Yeah. And I feel like the Houston Texans, I like to give them credit too, because they trying to do everything they can to make it easy to get into the stadium.
Yeah.
Now you see the little metal detectors they have. You don't even have to take nothing out your pockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could just walk right through. They doing whatever they can to make it easy.
They have those vans circling the stadium. Get in now. 30 minutes to kick off.
They making it easy. They telling people
they're trying.
They telling people to have their ticket out so that way it won't be a long line. I feel like they doing everything they can. They doing a lot of research on this.
Sure.
And I feel like they really don't know. They trying to do everything they can to make it easy to go to a game.
You're right about those things, but I think the numbers that you're pointing out, when you have them like 26th in that relative kind of popularity, we're not talking about things about around the margin. This is instrumental. Can you go back, if you don't mind, and give me those top teams football-wise that you were looking at, right?
This is resale.
Sure.
Cowboys, Chiefs, Eagles, Packers, and Raiders.
A lot of those have not only been good teams of late, they've been relative dominant teams. I think that there needs
legacy
to be that There's legacy,
not the Raiders. Well, the Raiders, yes.
Raiders is legacy, yeah.
There is legacy involved, and that's not something you're going to port in as the Texans. Yeah. But I think that ultimately we come back to the same thing. You're going to need to not just be good. You're going to need to find a level of dominance where – because, I mean, you've had good teams, but the mm-hmm. idea of, you know, same old Texans pops up in people's minds, and that's –
I think that's a fact.
That's enough to waver. Like, it needs to get to a point where people feel like, oh, y'all, are you going to the Texans game because it's so hot and you know you're going to have a fun experience and you're probably going to have somewhat of a known outcome in the positive way?
No, that's exactly what it is. I think, like I said, the Texans doing everything they can to make it easier, but I think it got to be on the field, man. It got to be consistency, man. You really got to win. It can't just have a good season and then get bounced out in the divisional round or whatever.
It's perplexing to me because – the Texans, by a long shot, are the most popular team in this city. Like, the Astros, all due respect, Rockets, all due respect. It's not even close. I mean, if you're being honest, it's not even close how people love football and the Texans in this town. And yet, maybe there's some apathy. I love the Texans, but I'm not, you know, I can sell these tickets, watch it on TV, you know, et cetera.
Yeah, and just talking to regular people that just be walking around, even not even bringing up why you don't go to the game or anything, some people say, man, I'm just tired of the same old stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like they really not bought into it.
But even they don't sell their season tickets. They just resell them.
Yeah, yeah. They don't get rid of them. They just kind of give them to people or resell them.
It's a prove it. I mean, they're still in prove it mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Can I ask you something here before we roll this thing over to our question of the day? There's the kind of the notion that on the text line that, hey, man, Houston is a fickle sports city. How much do you buy into the nature of that? Because, like, I think we've seen some places where, you know, the fandom wanes as well. I think there's a lot more places that I think you would term as fickle than we probably give credit for. You just have the right circumstances that I think help buoy attention and, I guess, that vibe, that feeling.
I think fickle ties in with prove it. I think they kind of run hand in hand. But one thing that I don't buy anymore, and I used to believe this, and people say, well, Houston's a transient city. Every city's a transient city of the major cities right now. I mean, there are people coming in everywhere from every place, you know, and I get Houston's probably still up high. But I don't buy that anymore. I think it's some of the other stuff. It's like, prove it. It's cheap. They can make some money. They still go to the games. But, you know, it's just easy to get in and out of. All those things. By the way, just to put a bow on it, overall, you asked this earlier, the top 10 cities, sports cities, for all three sports, tickets, everything. Number one is Boston. And I'll just go through them.
Boo. I'm sick of this. Boston is such a great sports town. Like, I don't care what data you got. Man. I'm sick of hearing it.
I mean, I ain't got the stats, but they probably got more championships out of all the sports there than anybody else.
L.A., Pittsburgh is three. New York, Dallas, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Kansas City, Washington, D.C., and Miami. Miami's interesting. Miami's interesting at 10.
That's where my feelings
outside
got
the
hurt.
Dolphins. I mean, you got the Heat.
Yeah. That's where my feelings
and
got.
And the
hurt.
Marlins?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the Heat, man, they were looking like, I guess they
got the tickets. Well, might as well go.
They were looking like the Rockets games in the finals at one point.
Legitimately,
man.
You were saying all those names, and I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You said Miami, that hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
That one, that's an affront. I hate that. It made me mad. Segment over. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm done with that whole conversation. You just made me mad. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by Chick-fil-A, starting out a new food on their menu that John Lopez apparently not too fond of. What's a food that most people like that you just can't get with? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.